So the idea is that this will become an accredited private school program, but very much in the style of homeschooling, and parents will be very much involved if they want to be and part of the children's day.
Hello and welcome to our Gifts and Go Spotlight. We're so glad you are joining us today as we talk to campaign owners that are raising money to make a difference in the world. And today I'm very happy to be talking with Robin. Hello, Robin. How are you?
Hi, Heather. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing well. So where are you? Where are you in the world?
I am in Crozet, Virginia, which is very close to Charlottesville, right in the center of Virginia.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so I can see that you have a campaign on Give, Send, Go. It's if you go to Give, Send, Go, and the link will be underneath this video for anybody who's watching, but it's Give, Send, Go / Compass Academy. So can you tell us a little bit about what you're raising money for?
Sure. So about a year and a half ago, I had the dream, the opportunity to really live out this dream of founding a farm and garden school. It's a Christian-based outdoor farm and garden school for children. So taking, I guess, the outdoor school concept a little bit deeper and actually immersing them into a sustainable, like self-sufficient lifestyle on the farm and in the garden.
Awesome. How do you have children?
I do. I have two children, three and five.
Okay. So starting them young, learning all about gardening. And so how are you finding children? Are you going to local homeschoolers or like, how are you finding kids to be a part of this ministry and to start doing this homestead farming, gardening academy that you're starting?
Yeah, well, it's really been a group of moms that I'm friends with that we kind of gathered over the last few years, and it's grown, and we had similar values in how we wanted our children to spend their childhood. So I started there and just talking about the idea, and there's a pretty strong homeschooling community on Facebook in our area. And so I've been posting there a few times because it seems to really align. I love the values that you can, I mean, I love being able to maintain family values by homeschooling. You don't have to worry about, you know, what is being taught in the schools, especially if you would like your children to be raised with Christian values. And so I felt like there was room to build a community for the kids to learn in an environment that was not putting all the weight on the parents to homeschool at home. So the idea is that this will become an accredited private school program, but very much in the style of homeschooling, and parents will be very much involved if they want to be and part of the children's day.
So will this be all the subjects? So not just, hey, this is, you know, if you want to do a class or, you know, on gardening or, you know, all of that, are you looking to have it be kind of like a schooling, which encompasses the math and the science and the, all of it while having kids out in the dirt, learning about gardening and planting and taking care of ourselves and the world?
Yes, definitely. So what we, and right now we're mainly the younger ages, so preschool, first, second, third, and obviously kindergarten too. I skipped that one. But we are, at this age, allowing them a lot of room for self-directed learning and play within our intentionally designed playscape. And alongside that, they are helping with the animals. So we have ducks, chickens, goats, and there are cows and horses, which will be more reserved for the children as they get older. And then we have a big vegetable garden and an herb garden. So we'll kind of like rotate through, and the mathematics and the language arts and the science are all infused within that daily rhythm. They're learning a lot. As they get older, you know, we let them kind of branch off into like pods of a more in-depth learning experience, and we'll have a curriculum throughout the year that follows the seasons, and they'll kind of learn their core subjects within the concept of a farm and garden environment.
Very cool. How many kids are you seeing at a time now coming over, taking a part at all in this?
We have 16, a maximum of 16 kids a day. We are operating Tuesday, Thursdays, and we're opening Wednesday in a few months. And then in the fall, we're going full-time Monday through Friday. And we have about, I think it's 25 kids enrolled total, and they're spread out between the days right now.
Wow, that's exciting. How hard is it to get accredited, to work on that accreditation? What does that look like for you?
Well, it's obviously one of those things that you look at and you think, oh my goodness, that's going to be a lot of paperwork and administrative stuff. And you just have to kind of decide if that's what you want to do. And I just made the decision, and I'm not going to let myself get, you know, too scared of the process, but it will be a lot of paperwork in showing the financial stability of the school, which is why we're fundraising to create a large, like a safety net for us. We have a big insurance policy. We're just renting a schoolhouse just now. We're hiring two teachers. So we have a lot of administrative costs. And so we have to prove ourselves to the accreditation agency that we are a financially viable organization. And then we have to show them our organizational structure, which is why we have to be hiring. And then we have to have at least one child enrolled. So there's no big minimum there. And we show our curriculum so that they see that it's comparable to what the state is requiring. And we're allowed the freedom to educate in whatever means and follow the educational theory that feels best for us. But as long as we're covering certain curriculum, then the accreditation process allows children to move between schools, and the schools will recognize what grade level they're in.
Which is the whole reason to get accredited, I suppose, is so that if somebody does want to move them to a different school, or, you know, that it's not all these years like wasted or whatever. Not that they'd be wasted because the kid would have learned, but in the government's eyes of things. So how did you find Give, Send, Go? So you're obviously fundraising. You've raised about $2,500. You have a goal of $100,000, which is, you know, it's a great goal, because this is important. We do not want the government to raise our children. We should have the say of raising our children, and this hands-on learning, you know, that's how our country was founded. That's how it's been since the beginning of time. You know, you learn by doing it, and that's what you want to do. How did you, you know, but it does take money to start. Mm-hmm. You can have, you know, especially something bigger than just saying, I want to homeschool my kids. You know, you want to help other families in your area.
Every child deserves a loving family. However, adoption expenses can often be overwhelming. But with Give, Send, Go, you can confidently start your adoption journey and allow others to support you through their prayers and giving. Give a child the gift of a forever home. Visit www.givesendgo.com to start your adoption campaign now.
How did you find Give, Send, Go? Why did you choose us?
Right. Well, it was actually a friend of mine who had a campaign going for a documentary project he was working on. And I loved the platform in terms of like the being Christian-based aligns with our values as well. And then, you know, the option, if you can't financially donate, you can send a prayer. And I think the layout's really nice. I think you guys are doing a great job. And we have raised actually at $7,500 at this point. They've been off Give, Send, Go, and I want to go on there and record them so it shows our progress. But we are working towards $100,000, and it will go towards creating that safety net, of course, but also affording the proper insurance policy and really hiring the teachers that that really align with our program in the right way. And teachers, I believe, are just underpaid in general and undervalued. So I want to make sure that I'm paying like above a living wage for them. Sure. So that's what the funds will go towards.
Okay. That is great. Because yeah, it is. Teaching is one of the most important things we need to do with our kids. And we leave it to others. Yeah. What?
Oh, I was just going to say, and starting, I think it's such a blessing to have platforms like yours, because starting an endeavor like this is just, it can be really daunting, and having that base of financial support can help you make the right decisions and choices in the beginning instead of holding off on something that you're not sure you want to afford yet. So
absolutely. And you know, the cool thing is that as a Christian, and you know this, that when God gives us a desire in our heart that's aligned with what he wants us to do, like, he will provide for it. Now, it might not always be in our timing or exactly how we thought it would work best, but he definitely, and I can say that all through with just even Gifts and Go and who we are and how we've become what we've become, way different timing, all the things for us. And we see how God's using us now in today's culture and world to allow people to fundraise for things that are important. Well, we get to share the hope of Jesus with them. But it didn't look the way me and my siblings thought it would look when we started this endeavor. And so I just wanted to give you that encouragement as you continue your endeavor. I really do believe that verse that it says, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. And I actually think that he actually gives you the desires that are in your heart, and then he has you go and do them. And so I think this is a desire that he's placed in you. And when God's given us a desire and we follow it, it's going to work out because it's from him anyways. And so it's really exciting to hear this, because I feel like I wish there was something like this closer to me, because I do think this hands-on learning environment is how our kids should be being taught. Is there anything that people that are watching this podcast, is there anything they can be praying for specifically for you, your family, the group of people that are starting this with you?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And I just maybe want to expand on what you said. I had this desire put in my heart almost 2 years ago, and I was unfortunately involved in a relationship where someone had been where my partner had been going down the road of addiction, and it was a really difficult journey, and I couldn't follow this path of starting the school until things had been dealt with. And I turned to God and prayed every day just to help me understand why this desire was put in me, and to help clear the path, because I knew that was just a really strong calling. And things have, like, mountains have been moved, and I have been humbled so many times by the way that he has just placed things in the path. As soon as a need comes up, there is the answer. And that's what helps me know that this is the direction to continue in and to keep making space in my life for God to deliver miracles. So I would just ask that if this is something that resonates with you and is in your heart too for our children, then just keep praying that God sends us miracles and answers to our needs as they come up.
If you are watching this, you can go to givesandgo.com/compassacademy. We have a give button. You can be a part of this work. This is the cool thing, is I can't wait to get to heaven and be like, look at all these people that we never even knew that we were able to sow into their lives, right? Like, different, we're going to go up there and go, oh, did you know, because of that $10 donation you gave here, I would, you know, you see all this fruit over here. And it's super exciting to be a part of. And so if you have a few extra dollars this month and you want to sow into this, click that give now button. We also have a share button that you can share this on your social media to let people know about this endeavor. And then we also, like you said, we have a prayer button, because we do believe that prayer changes things, and that not everybody always has some money in their pocket to give. But if, you know, I am sure you appreciate, like you said, prayer just as much, if not more, you know, especially because, again, this journey, and like you said, it started out even a little rough with having that desire, but not seeing how it was going to even get started. I'm just really excited to hear the rest of the story, because there will be a rest of the story, however God works it out. And I'm so grateful that you chose Gifts and Go. Did you ever get a call from a prayer partner yet? I know we have prayer partners. Has anybody called you yet?
I'm not sure. I'm not
that you know of.
week. It's been a week since I checked my voicemail.
Yeah, so we have a whole team of prayer people that call campaigns and say, hey, I'm just going to be praying for you. So be watching out for a call where someone, and they'll leave a voicemail if you don't answer. But we really do want to share hope with people. And it sounds like you do too. In this next generation, they're going to need hope more than ever. They're being raised in a society that says, you know, there's no hope, you know, and so thank you for stepping up and doing what you're doing. I hope this encourages a lot of people, because we have all that opportunity to really watch out for the next generation, the kids we're raising. Kids are a blessing. They're not a hindrance. You know, it's so often our society wants to go, oh, kids are, you know, no, like they are what we get to leave behind. They're the only thing we can take to heaven with us, right? And so keep up the good work. Any last minute things for people watching? Any last minute, anything you'd like to say?
Oh, no, I just appreciate everyone who listened, and blessings to everyone out there who's also doing God's work. Thank you, Give, Send, Go, for being a huge part of helping change the world.
Thank you for coming on today, everybody. Thank you for watching our Give, Send, Go spotlight. Please head on over to givesendgo.com/Compass Academy. Read the story, see what's happening, follow this campaign. Be a part of what's happening around the world. Thank you again. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.